Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Champa Bay flagship station. Yep, I said Champa Bay. The Tampa Bay Lightning did it, folks. They won the Stanley Cup for the second year in a row. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers and men and women out there in the 18-wheelers getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, our Twitter feed is at Captain's America. And you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where I was doing a little work on there today. I got to change the podcast feed around because it changed on me and I didn't realize it. So I got to make a change there, because you can get the podcast over there in a couple different ways. And you'll be able to figure out what's going on if you can't hear the show, you just go to the podcast. So, joining us right now with the wild gang that's hanging over there off the second story on the deck, at the deck over there at the sports bar, here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California, IA. They are, I'll tell you what, I went outside after the game was over just to hear what was going on in the neighborhood with these hotels here and the sports bar up on the corner.
Yeah.
You could hear them yelling and screaming and hollering, and I was about three-quarters of a mile away, and you could hear them.
Wow. Well, it is a repeat, you know, for the Lightning, right?
A dupeat. Yeah, okay. Second time. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Now, I'm going to do something I normally don't do. We're not going to get into our normal little chat here, because calling us right off the bat, and it must be important or he wouldn't be on the line right now, is Mr. Mike from Clearwater, the unofficial wants to run for mayor but doesn't have enough money to do so, but we'll take money if it's offered. Here he is, Mike in Clearwater.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, these people have no shame. The America haters are out there in full force. There's some idiot in Utah who's a Black Lives Matter, I guess she or he, is the founder of that chapter, is now telling people, if you fly the American flag, you're racist. If you fly the American flag, we don't want to talk to you. We avoid you. Well, you know what? You can get the hell out of the country as far as I'm concerned, because how racist is that? So because I fly the American flag, you don't want to have anything to do with me? Sounds like you're the racist, not me. This is absolutely ridiculous. And to me, that is just the epitome of what we're up against, Kyle. And this has got to, you know, we got to do something about this. We cannot let this permeate. That kind of thing right there is very dangerous. So let me know what you think. Thank you so much.
All right, Kyle, go ahead. You first. I have an opinion, obviously, but you go ahead.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, Mike. You know, again, I think you have a lot of people who are trying to be influencers or leaders. They're trying to stir something up, and they have literally simply focused on the symbols of America. First, they've declared that America is racist. It's irredeemably bad. It can never be fixed, and as far as they are concerned. And so they take on any symbol of the United States, any symbol of freedom, of our democracy, of how the country was formed, the principles on which it was formed, and this kind of thing. But again, it's not about, quote-unquote, fixing any kind of racial issue or racial injustice. In my opinion, it's about garnering power. It's about making people so afraid to say anything or to, oh, now, see, now you've got to be afraid to fly the flag because the flag's a racist symbol. Well, of course it's not. But it's simply a pressure point in order to try to bring about some other kind of control mechanism. They're using a particular group of people, and they're using people in order to further their own political gains. Very reprehensible.
And they also are trying to scare people.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
And I sensed a little bit of fear in Mike's tone of voice there. But here's the thing. Fear not. There's more of us than there are them, because they are not going to come. And by the way, they're losing their numbers right now. They're not gaining in numbers. They're losing in numbers because they're losing the fight. More people are realizing that the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa thing and all that stuff is not getting, it's not gaining any political favor anywhere in the United States. More and more people are speaking out against it, including, oh gosh, Democrats.
Well, sure, exactly. But look into history, and we see where, Captain, where you have leaders, so-called leaders, trying to call out injustice and so forth. But what do? They take power, and then the screws are really put to the people.
And I was on Armed American Radio this afternoon for a full hour. I was on with Mark. I was his guest. And the question was asked, what do we do about these people? And I says, well, I will give them a choice. They can lead, follow, or get the hell out of my way, because I'll help them move. We'll load them onto a truck. We'll take them all down to the latest ship terminal somewhere, load them in a container, and ship them anywhere but here. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's American Third Watch. And that is what I said today on a nationally syndicated radio show. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. I will do that, and we'll be right back to Kyle Warren in just a minute here. But I want to tell you about Relief Factor. This is the time of day when I do that. It's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation and pain that I have because of the injuries I've had over the years in the line of duty. But I will tell you this, the combination of ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's response, natural response to inflammation, which is the problem I have, inflammation of left ankle, left foot, and left leg. Now, it also goes straight to the source of the pain to help to lower or eliminate the pain that I'm in. Now, I could have a problem with my ankle or foot. I could also have a backache at the same time, and I'll take the Relief Factor, and it gets rid of both of it. Both of it. Amazing how it works. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It's made from clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. And it supports a healthy response to get you better, quicker, and helps healthy joints and muscles to recuperate. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And what I recommend you do is to order the 3-week quick start and then see what happens. If it works for you, you know that you're going to be okay. You can go ahead, get on a plan, and get it monthly. And instead of the 3-week quick start, you'll have the month's supply in your next shipment. But what they did with me is they gave me my own website. So the website you go to take advantage of the $19.95 price, plus learn some more, too, with the videos that are there about the products that they have. You go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out. You'll be glad you did because, after all you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. Now, let's talk about our former president, because he had a press conference yesterday, and everybody was kind of wondering what he was going to do. And, you know, I had some of my friends go, oh, he's going to announce he's running now. And I said, no, he's not. He's got something else up his sleeve. Well, what he had up his sleeve was he announced he's filing lawsuits against three of the country's biggest tech companies, Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as the CEOs of each company. And hang on a second, because we'll discuss what it is he's going to do, because our buddy Greg Cluxton has got a report that I'm going to play right about, let's see here, right about, come on, make it work, right about now.
Announcing the legal action against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as their CEOs, Trump said he was serving as lead plaintiff in the class action suits, claiming he has been wrongfully censored by the companies. At a news conference at his New Jersey golf course, the former president demanded a stop to the silencing, blacklisting, banishing, and canceling. Trump was suspended from Twitter and Facebook after the Capitol riot on January 6th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Okay, now initially, what do you think?
Well, this is certainly going to be landmark. We know this. And if this continues on, if it doesn't get just shot down initially. But that being said, what the president and this class action is talking about is the idea that, again, it's you know, do you have a right to say what you want to say or don't you? Of course, we're talking about private companies here, but more and more, Captain, these private companies, which have created platforms which were supposed to not be edited in the traditional sense of being a publisher or an editor, they have turned into that in so many different ways. There's so much evidence of that. So the idea now, of course, is should they be regulated such that people can't be canceled simply because somebody doesn't like what they said. Now, for example, Facebook may let President Trump back onto Facebook in 2 years if they feel that the danger is past or the danger for violence is abated or this kind of thing. Nobody knows what that means or what the calculus is for something like that. And I think you could bet even money that they're going to say, nope, the danger of violence is not past. We can't have President Trump on there. I mean, that's probably what they're going to say. But one of the biggest aspects of this kind of lawsuit is going to be the Section 230 legal shield that they have protecting them from liability. And again, that's if they're a platform. But if they're an editor, that changes everything. So we don't know which way this is going to go, but it's going to be a very, very important case.
Do we need to remove that Section 230 shield away from them?
Well, I think that this is what a lot of people have talked about, and if they are editorializing, if they're fact-checking, if they're saying that you can't give your opinion on this, that, or the other thing, just an opinion on something, that somehow you're going to be banned or put in Facebook jail or this kind of thing, it ceases to be a platform where people have the ability to consume information. And Alan Dershowitz was speaking earlier as well, and I always appreciate what he talks about, because here's the thing, and not just about what President Trump says or this kind of thing, but it's what anybody says. If one of these platforms doesn't like your point of view, then they can simply take it down. And that, in Dershowitz's words, basically amounts to you don't get the opportunity to decide if you want to hear it or not, or what you think about it or not. You know, Captain, that is the very heart of the First Amendment. And also, in a free country comes responsibility. I can listen to a lot of different content, and I get to decide if I want to accept it or not. Somebody else making that decision for me, that changes things.
Now, President Biden also went for a visit yesterday to Chicago to go in there and talk about his family's agenda, plus the crime that was there. The mayor, Lori Lightfoot, had a discussion with him, and everybody gave speeches and sang Kumbaya and had lemonade and all that stuff. But here's what was reported by Greg Cluxton, who, by the way, was on the plane on the trip yesterday. Here we go.
During a visit to a community college, the president promoted his agenda, which includes spending more on child care, health care, and education.
And then I want to add 2 years of free community college for everyone.
The priorities he highlighted in Illinois are items that did not make it into last month's infrastructure deal agreed to by a group of Republicans and Democrats. The president argued that America needs to make such investments to stay competitive globally. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, you want to know what I'd like to have added to all this?
What's that?
2 years in the military.
Well, yeah, that is certainly something that would be something to consider.
If you are physically eligible, mentally capable, and don't have some sort of disability that would keep you from going, I think every young man and every young woman should have to serve in the military in some capacity. Doesn't mean they're going to go to war. Doesn't mean they're going to go to combat. There's plenty of room for rear echelon people and supply and logistics and all that sort of thing. Let them do that, get a couple of years, and then go from there.
Well, you know, when one would think, of course, that there's discipline involved, that there is an eye-opening experience, shall we say, of the way that the world works, and what does it mean, Captain, to have hard work, to be ready to go, to have the experience of being in the military. Now, it may not be for everybody. It's not everybody's cup of tea, obviously. But again, I mean, just discussions like this point up the fact that things are deteriorating so quickly that many, many people have lost perspective on what it is that makes our country great and also how we sustain that greatness.
Now, the Pennsylvania Senate chairman has initiated a forensic probe of the 2020 and 2021 elections that are coming up. He wants to make sure everything is okay. This is going to be done in three counties where the Republicans are in charge in Pennsylvania, so they don't have any problem there with getting it done. They're going to see what happened in the Republican counties to see if they can see if there was some sort of system that was working against the electors, if you will. What do you think of that idea?
Well, yes. Well, this is State Senator Doug Mastriano there in Pennsylvania, and he's talking about, first of all, an idea here that 2.7 million mail-in ballots were counted in 2020. The prior presidential election, we had 263,000 mail-in ballots, and he's also noting that many of those ballots that were counted, they didn't do any signature verification on. It's the basic things, Captain. You know, if you wanted to, if somebody writes you a check and it goes to the bank and they look at the signature, you know, they check it in some way. And again, this is something that needs to be looked at.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Georgia. There was a decision made yesterday by a federal judge in Georgia to the affirmative for the good guys. And we'll tell you what it was right after Kathy takes us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Haiti say they've arrested two of the presumed assassins who killed President Jovenel Moise, killing four other suspects in a standoff. The president and his wife were shot in their home Wednesday morning outside of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. First Lady Martine Moise was airlifted to Miami to be treated for multiple gunshot wounds, where she's reportedly in critical but stable condition. The killing drawing condemnation from around the world, President Biden condemning the killing in a statement saying the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. And a federal judge has ruled that the Air Force is largely responsible for a 2017 mass shooting in a Texas church. U.S. District Judge Javier Rodriguez writing in a court ruling that the Air Force's failure to report Devin Patrick Kelly's domestic violence charges to a federal database allowed him to purchase firearms that he later used in a mass shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, in November 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
From Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And I was on Mark Walters' daily defense program yesterday for a full hour all around the country. And we had a good time. We lit the radio waves up because we left no holes unbarred. And we went after everybody and anything. And Mark and I just winged it. We had no topics, no talking points, nothing like that, like what I normally do with my guests. And we just would open it up and went full throttle. And boy, was it fun. Boy, was it fun. I got all kinds of information from people afterwards going, my God, you ought to do that more often. I said, well, we do. And that's what Mark and I do. But anyway, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. And he, of course, has MyPillow. His website is MyPillow.com. You know the story. If you don't, you've been hiding under a rock about MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. He was blacklisted, and the progressive left socialist hardcore Marxist went after him to try to put him out of business because he was such a vocal voice for Donald Trump and a huge contributor to his campaign. So they thought they'd go after him and destroy him by getting his products out of the big box stores and other places where he had them. But he schnookered them. Because you, ladies and gentlemen, you people out there are listening to people like me who are endorsing him, saying he's got a website, MyPillow.com. He's moved everything that he had in the stores where it's no longer at to the website. You can order it all online, but you can get some deep discounts because you won't be paying what you were paying in those retail stores, and you have to use a promo code. Well, the promo code you have to use involving me is called Captain. You get the discounts. For example, you'll save $40 on a MyPillow premium pillow. You'll save $65 on the six-piece MyPillow towel set. Again, promo code Captain. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, take a look at all the things they've got there, and then that's the deal you'll get. Now, they have a phone number, too, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, and that'll put you to a live person that can answer any questions that you've got. But first, I would suggest that you go to the website, MyPillow.com, look and see what they have to offer. And I'll tell you what, the pillow, I'm just getting the best night's sleep ever. No more neck ache, no more headaches, any of that crap. No matter how I lay, it's comfortable. I've also got the MyPillow topper, extremely comfortable for my bad back, and I figured it would be. But there you go. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And Kyle, I know you spent a little money over there too and got some good stuff for your wife too, right?
Well, that's right. Well, we love our MyPillows. And I was just looking at the MyPillow.com website, Captain, the different specials they have too that you can get with the promo code. For example, the mattress topper special, 30% off,
yep.
And two free standard MyPillows with the promo code,
yep.
Captain.
Yep, that's it. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about the hysteria, so it's been described by AOC, of the rising crime amidst the defunded police. Now, AOC just dismissed concerns about rising crime in cities as hysteria. It was an interesting position with a recent New York Times article discussing the progressive left's disappointment about their failure to win over voters of color who often tend to live in the cities because the crime rate's gone up. Black-on-black crime, especially gun crime, is off the charts, correct?
That's right, yes.
And what's more amazing is that the left would be surprised how racist to assume voters of any color would automatically side with the criminals. They're just not going to do it. Now, it's the lawbreakers who are putting their loved ones at risk and making it dangerous to leave their homes. And how the elite and entitled of a U.S. representative, AOC, who's now worth something like $6 million since she's been in office, with taxpayer-funded protection, I might add, can dismiss that there are very real concerns of this hysteria that she talks about, that she's making jokes about. Now, government's first responsibility has always been to protect citizens from those who would prey upon them, correct?
That's right.
And unprincipled leftists now have used things like George Floyd's death as an excuse to defund the police. And now law-abiding people of color in our cities, the vast majority, are disproportionately paying the price with the black-on-black crime. And of course they don't like it. And of course they're turning against the Democrats. Who would?
Well, sure, exactly. And the very fact that AOC came out and said that everyone was being hysterical, we need some context about this uptick in crime and killing and this kind of thing, that's just ridiculous. You know, Captain, long ago, when I was first studying political science, I thought this is the kind of thing, the kind of manipulation that goes on in other countries and other times under other kinds of regimes. But we're starting to see this kind of thing now, this just big lie. It's a big lie. AOC, that if people are there's a hysteria,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that there's really what we need is context. That's just a big lie strategy.
Yeah.
And it's just horrible.
Yeah, take a look at the crime rate in her district, by the way.
Yes.
It ain't low.
Well, no. And, of course, there's an empowerment, by the way, that's going on among criminals. You know, I was just looking at a story earlier tonight about what went on in Oakland, California over the weekend. Described by the police chief there as 12 hours of chaos. People firing guns in the air, the bullets coming down and hitting a lot of people, by
mm-hmm.
the way, because
mm-hmm.
bullets come down, you know, and it just goes on and on. And unfortunately, there's just a desensitization, and criminals think, I can do whatever I want. You know, nothing's going to happen to me.
Now, a federal judge yesterday declined to block some of the challenged sections of Georgia's new election law ahead of two runoff elections scheduled for next week. Now, he didn't rule out the possibility for future elections, but for these two elections coming up next week, the new law stays.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so, again, you know, the way that these laws are being portrayed in the general sense is that, you know, these are voter restrictions, and that's why they keep referring to them as voter rights laws. We're not talking about everyone has the right to vote. What we're talking about is procedure that is especially designed to guard against fraud. So when you hear the term voter rights, what you should be translating that as is someone who says, we want to commit fraud, and you're making it more tough, you're making it tougher for us to do that.
Now, I've got a program note here because people are going to love this one. It's always nice to be able to hear accurate information about the border, right?
Yes.
Well, we've got the luxury tonight, hour number four of the program, bottom of the hour and hour number four. Amanda Mackey, a regular contributor to the program, is going to be calling me from El Paso, Texas. Now, yesterday, she spent all of the day along the New Mexico border. Along the New Mexico border with a sheriff, explained to her what was going on and why it was so dangerous along the border and this, that, and the other. Now, she did not stay over in New Mexico last night because the sheriff told her at night it gets too dangerous there. Gunfights erupt at the border towns amongst the cartel and the local authorities and or even farmers in the field and you know that are guarding their properties and whatnot. And that's just way too dangerous. So she came back to El Paso to go to the hotel there before she goes back to New Mexico to take one more little trip today in another spot in New Mexico. And this is amazing what she was telling me. I can't wait to have the audience hear what she told me.
Well, absolutely. And the more that comes from the border, especially first-person accounts like Amanda's going to do,
yep,
that's incredibly important. And I got to ask the question, don't you think that Vice President Kamala Harris knows what's going on, but
yeah,
would never in a million years go to where Amanda Mackey's gone in order to show people?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because in the wake of Kamala Harris's visit to the U.S.-Mexican border, which was actually Fort Bliss, Texas, about 5 miles off the border, most voters have a negative view on how Vice President Harris is dealing with the immigration crisis at all. Now, a new poll, Rasmussen poll, finds that only 33% of likely U.S. voters rate Harris's handling of America's immigration problem as excellent or good, while 48% say the vice president has done a very poor job of dealing with the crisis since being assigned the task by President Joe Biden. So that's upside down by some 15% and growing larger every day.
It really is. And you know something, Captain, what that shows is that as a chief executive material, Kamala Harris seems to be falling very short. I don't know if it's recoverable for her to really emerge as a viable alternative in 2024 if Joe Biden doesn't run.
Of course not, but I'll say again what I said before. I don't think Biden's going to make it to 2024. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We sure will, and I hope everybody else does this out there in the highways and byways. By the way, this portion, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. I stopped by one yesterday and got myself a cup of coffee and a sandwich to go, and they saw me, and they said, "Hey, Captain, how's it going?" And a couple of drivers came up to me and said, "Oh, man, you guy on the radio?" I said, "Yep." He says, "We listen to you every night." So I signed a couple of little things that they had for him, and they were happy as a lark. One guy took a picture, and he was just happy as a lark, and that was the end of that. And I enjoy stopping by the Pilots and the Flying Jays when I get an opportunity. But you need to stop in there, too, because guess what? If you're a professional driver or if you've got an RV or a motorhome, you can become a member of the Drivers Club or the RV Club and save a whole bunch of money and get points, too, for buying the fuel you're going to buy, buying the food you're going to buy, and buying the supplies you're going to get in the trucker's store. All right, here we go. We're going to stand on a little bit of shaky ground.
Yeah.
my goodness, I could play that for the next hour, Kyle.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that'll get you going. Toe stomping, finger snapping, turn it up, crank it up, and boy, that's another one's got that bass loaded in there.
Yeah, it's funky. That's the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's Aerosmith, everybody. That's Aerosmith doing that. All right. Well, let's talk about Elsa. We saw it. And it left us. A lot of places are still flooded because of Elsa, and there was some damage in various areas. It was nothing like what it could have been, and it did break up a little bit as it went by us here in the Tampa Bay area, and then reformed again, as it was still a tropical storm, but reformed again, got more intensified, and when it went in up in North Florida, it was really ripping some things up there. Now, right now, the remnants of Elsa are way up around Savannah, Georgia, and it's tearing at a rapid pace up the East Coast. For example, Kyle, they've got warnings all the way right now to, let's see here, Long Island.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, yeah. For rain, heavy rain. They've got tornado watches and warnings tonight in South Carolina, all along and inland over towards I-95, and hurricane watches and tropical storm warnings and tropical storm watches and flood watches across most of North Carolina, half of Virginia, most of Maryland, the whole eastern part of Pennsylvania, New York City and Long Island at the moment. It looks like this thing is going to continue and probably skirt up there where Lynn is, up there in Cape Cod. So that's what you got. But anyway, you've got all that weather out west, too, so tell us about it, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. A little bit of relief, of course, for our friends in Washington and Oregon tonight and this morning. Looks like they're cooling down. At least Seattle looks like it's going to be 70s, maybe low 80s as we get into the weekend. Portland, Oregon, also looking to be, actually reading light rain about Wednesday, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, looks like it's going to be in the low to upper 80s. So at least it's a little bit of a respite from the triple digits that they've been experiencing for so long, for so many days. Although we do have a lot of fire weather warnings. Now, when we're talking about fire weather warnings, we're looking at low humidity and we're looking at gusty winds. So in Wyoming tonight, if you're near Cheyenne and Laramie, you've got the fire weather warnings, low humidity and gusty winds, 25 miles an hour in some cases. You want to be careful, especially with the high-profile vehicles along I-80, I-25, as well heading up towards Casper. Most of western Wyoming covered by that. Also, we've down through Logan, Ogden, Salt Lake City, Provo, and Utah, we have excessive heat warnings, fire weather warnings just north of there in Pocatello, Idaho Falls, there in Idaho. So, again, you want to be very careful with this. Continues all through Nevada with excessive heat warnings, triple digits for the Las Vegas area last week, about 105. This coming week, as we're going through, 111 and more. So you can see that there's significant changes. All of California, in some way, shape, or form, under excessive heat warning tonight, especially if you're coming through the desert on I-15, heading towards Nevada. Watch out, especially in Baker, when you have that climb up the hill there. You got to watch your temperature there. That stretches all the way down to Kingman, down through into the Phoenix area.
Yeah, and I might add to what you just said, Grand Junction, Colorado, I-70, when you get over into Utah, the National Forest sits there over to I-15. There's a fire watch warning through there, watch in one area, warning in another. And that can get very, very tricky going through there. And you got to be careful flicking cigarettes and stuff out the window. Now, let me drift on down to Texas, because last night we talked about a lot of rain or some sort of system that was down there along the border. And it is now right there on the Gulf side from McAllen, Harlingen, over towards Eagle Pass. You've got rain. You've got flooding going on in there. You've got flood warnings further up the ladder as you go up towards Corpus Christi. You do have an offshore warning right now just in the Houston area pretty much. And that is going to continue to move a little bit to the east. It's pretty much stationary at the moment, but that's the system, Kyle. If it got out in the Gulf, I think it could create another storm.
Exactly, yes.
And they don't know where it's going because it's going to move. It's got to move. And it can only go one place because of the prevailing winds and whatnot, and that's east.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see what happens. But anyway, that's what's going on now. Now, again, let me be a little bit more informative with you about the storm. We have got a tropical storm warning for the waters out about 50 miles from Maine all the way down to Rhode Island. And then Rhode Island now has been included in a tropical storm watch. There's also severe thunderstorms warnings up in that area, down to Long Island, down to New York City proper, down through New Jersey, flood warnings to the western part of New Jersey going over into Pennsylvania. If you're going to take the northeast extension of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, it looks like as if you have a flood warning all the way up to Scranton-Wilkes-Barre tonight and tomorrow during the day. And then going across I-84 into Connecticut and the southern part of New York, Poughkeepsie South, it looks like we have a flood warning there. And there's going to be a lot of rain in that area because this storm, again, became a big rainmaker, surprised some people. Because just south of me and east of me, Kyle, they got almost 10 inches of rain. And north of me, they got 8 to 10 inches of rain as well.
Wow. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And it flooded some areas that normally flood, and that's what we were telling people about. Some areas missed it. Some areas got it. Some areas had it. We had yesterday, we talked about a wire that fell on a house that started the fire on the roof. They managed to get it put out, though. Very lucky there. They also had a tree that fell on a house, that fell on a car, that blocked a road, and they got that taken care of very quickly, too. But a lot of, and a couple of roads washed away yesterday along the Gulf. So there you go. There you go. All right. Hold that thought, and Kyle and I will be back right after these messages and the top of the hour news coming from your radio stations.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.